Hey there, folks. It's the frequency from beyond space and time, at the same time, every time. You're listening to Mantar Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Mad Tower Radio. My name is Dan, and I'm joined by my co-host, Christian, as usual.
Welcome back.
And, on this show, we like to do profile pieces on cryptids, inform you about conspiracies, talk about really anything that kind of borders on unexplained, paranormal, and just touching on the mysteries of the universe, I suppose. Oh, and, sometimes we get a little loose with it. We like to have fun on the show, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you brought it in a much more a dignified manner than I would have described this show. It's more of a monster book club, I would have said.
A monster book club.
Yeah, just any cool thing that I found this week that I wanted to share with the world.
Yeah. I mean, it originally started, we were just like, hey, one of us has to do a cryptid, one of us has to do a conspiracy, and then we were like, dude, the cryptid to conspiracy ratio is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Is not good. And so then it was like, then we were like, fuck it, just talk about whatever you want.
Absolutely. Any old crazy, terrifying thing you find out there, I definitely want to hear about it.
Yeah. Well, I threw in that we like to have fun. We like to get loosey-goosey because of the topic that I've brought today. per usual, it's been another week for me, another week of fucking wage slaving,
Absolutely.
Wage slaving away the golden years. So I didn't have a lot of time to research a topic except last night. Had to work a 24-hour shift. And I was like, I'll just use all my time to research. Oh, and when you're watching this during the week, don't worry. We didn't skip a week. It's going to be another double dose episode or double dose week for episodes. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I found a topic that I wanted to talk about. I'm not going to spoil it, but I definitely knew it was going to take more than a day to research. And where else did I find that? Where else did I find that inkling of a topic other than the 4chan / X board? And let me just set the stage for you. If you're someone like us who likes to believe in that there's a little more left in the world than what they tell you, that there's still something out there that we don't know about.
Mm.
And you're gonna eventually have to look for alternative sources. And I know how that sounds, but you're not gonna find a lot of people just openly talking about this. Like, I'm talking like page 2 of the Google search results kind of shit. Like, you're gonna have to dig around to find some information, maybe buy a book from like a crusty old man from the 60s. And some of them out there are really good. Like, I found a lot of stories. I like to throw in eyewitness accounts when I'm talking about like a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And, I find a lot of good eyewitness accounts on, Phantoms and Monsters forums. That's the main one I go to, but there's other good ones out there. I found a couple when I was researching Pythagoras, but if you want to go to the fucking wild, wild west of paranormal forums, you're going to go to the ex-paranormal boards on 4chan.
A frequent topic here on the show.
Yeah. I love this place so much. I love going on X. I either find really good articles or I'm cracking the fuck up because it is, like, hilarious. The people there are wild, like, I know 4chan has its reputation and all that shit, but like, I'd say it's about 50-50 on the X board of people trying to have like a meaningful discussion like we try to have. They're like, I'd say it's about 50-50. You got a lot of people on there trying to have a good conversation, a lot of people contributing to a good conversation, and you can find a lot of good stuff. People are posting links and all that good stuff, like a real forum. And then the other side, the other 50% is where you're reminded, like, oh, I am on 4chan. And it's so funny because people will post like something, like they'll post their topic and then somebody will like hone in on one specific part of the topic that they believe that the OP got wrong. And then it'll just evolve into a screaming match between dudes on like, no, I'm wrong. You're right. Blah, 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 blah.
It's like some of the confidence of these people, like the energy that they have to just throw it all into these X board forums is super entertaining.
What I said last week, man, I was like, when I was doing the X Takes segment on Pythagoras, I was like, dude, everybody here knows more than you, and they just assert it right from the get. They affirm, they insist, and they're like, source? Dude, trust me.
Dude, I saw the being, the spectral image in my window. Like, don't mess with me.
And that's the common call out when you want to BM somebody on the X boards. You just go, source, dude, trust me. It's so funny. But like, I found some really good stuff last night, but nothing that I thought I could turn into a full episode. So I decided to just give you guys a glimpse and an overview into the X boards, because I fucking love them. I just love being on there. They crack me the fuck up. As well as I can find good stuff on there.
Oh yeah.
Let me go ahead and move. I hand selected some really good threads that I wanted to talk about. And I'll save the best for last. I mean, there's no other way to put it. So without further ado, this guy posts a screenshot of a Google search about eels, and it says, despite knowledge of their round-trip migration, scientists still haven't observed mating in the wild or found a single eel egg. Leading theories suggest that eels reproduce in a flurry of external fertilization in which clods of sperm fertilize free-floating eggs. So the topic in question is, nobody knows how eels breed. And he goes, in green text format, he goes, eels have no reproductive organs or eggs or sperm. They're virtually sterile. No reproduction seen in captivity or nature. We only know that they go to the Bermuda Triangle and new baby eels come from there. Then he goes, you can't make this shit up.
Well, I was like, okay, this dude's like a concerned biologist. He's like, what's happening with the eels? And then all of a sudden...
It's so fucking funny. And then some guy just goes, I don't know, maybe. I have an empty fish tank that only had one kale beta in it. It hadn't had fish in it for 2 months. Then one day, out of nowhere, I've got three baby fish. I've got no idea where they come from. And then some guy goes, crashed alien spaceship with a still working automated cloning machine.
I assume this dude's not British, because I'm pretty sure... the Thames has like eel eggs that people eat all the time in London. I thought that was like a local cuisine. But
I think it is.
So what the
fuck? They do be eating eel over there.
But this guy says they've all come from the Bermuda Triangle instead?
I guess some guy, you know, tries to rein it back into reality, said, have they tried keeping eels in a captivity in a tank located inside the Bermuda Triangle? It could be specific frequencies trigger them to breed there.
Sure.
Yeah. And I'm like, that makes sense. You know, people go places to breed.
Yeah, how do salmon know to go upriver? You know, I can follow that.
And then the last good comment on this thread is... the Bermuda Triangle is most likely the throne of Iblis, parentheses, Lucifer, according to most Islamic scholars. Like, what are you talking about? That
kicks ass.
Like, people will just come in here and they will just assert some, like, mind-blowing fucking fact, like, that, like, nobody has ever heard before.
That's my single favorite part about X-Boards, is, like, the one-line just disaster chaos thing that comes out of some dude's mouth, like the most bizarre shit you expect to hear from like a gas station parking lot. Like a dude in a cloak is just like, yeah, the Bermuda Triangle's the throne of Iblis. I don't know, bro.
It's exactly how it is. And I fucking love it. I love it. You know, you really put it best. Gas station parking lot. That's where I feel like I'm at sometimes when I'm on the X boards. Next thread we have here is, how many human souls are there? And then he goes, someone suggested to me that the reason modern art and design is so soulless and garbage, and why we have an epidemic of, quote, bug men and NPCs, is because there is no longer enough souls for every human body.
I love this so much. That's such a good first question. Oh my God.
Well, that sounds really interesting, but then you just get these fucking cracked replies. There's a lot of people in here just being like, hey, idiot, we are splinters of God and God is infinite. And like, there's a lot of guys just in here being like, go back to church.
Oh, that's not the the response I usually expect from an ex-board. Like I mean, they do frequently get like Catholic mysticism in there. That's a pretty heavy influence on the
ex-board. Oh, they go crazy. Mm-hmm. They go crazy with like mysticism, religious mysticism. This one was actually pretty interesting. Some guy goes, this timeline feels really strange. Animals are only known to evolve over millions of years, yet somehow humanity managed to grow exponentially in a short amount of time. It doesn't make sense. Why is the timeline for the boom of human civilization so short compared to anything else that happens in the universe? And then this, another guy goes, the NPC meme is a psyop from the enemy designed to reduce compassion towards your fellow humans. Do you see what I mean? That's a gas station.
Like, how
sentence.
Do you? What the hell brought that into your mind, my guy? To post that out.
Some guy just goes, "Take your meds now." Oh, it's hilarious. Some guy goes, fuck you, you're a piece of shit for wanting to destroy people's mental health and make them believe in conspiracy theories that will cause them to shoot up schools.
I mean, that kind of touches on a close-to-home topic. I don't really tell people that often that I'm running a conspiracy theory podcast, because they're going to be like, oh, you one of those, like, cracked dudes?
Yeah. I know.
So, I mean, there's something to that one.
Oh, a lot of people bring up Trump in this one.
Which one?
The human souls one. let me find the first mention of him. So some guys like, yeah, humans died out long ago, right? And he goes, anyone who actually believes that people don't exist are Trumpies who can't accept the fact that Trump got voted out. And then, oh, it just gets nuts. I can't read the rest of it because it'd be inappropriate for YouTube, but people just start arguing about Trump and I don't know. This guy goes, there's only one human soul and it belongs to a guy who makes furry rule 34 R on Twitter. Yeah. This one is nutso. I'm
so glad I live in the time where anyone can just sort of throw their madness out for everyone to watch.
I love just it.
Send
this
it
thread,
out.
we got to move on from this thread. I keep scrolling down and it's devolving.
If you want to see the horrible thread, go digging for yourself on the X-boards. Go find something delicious.
X-boards are great. Everybody go check out the X-boards. So, let's move on to the next one.
Sure.
Thread name, I have captured City Skitey the Demon. City Skitey, it's like S-C-I-T-Y. I don't know.
Okay.
But he goes, I created a thread in R9K, which is another board, about self-aware memes. Its aim was to make demons scared. Memes are alive. I tricked a demon into tempting me by telling it the truth that I am self-reliant from society. I fooled a demon. He posted in return the most horrific thing I could ever imagine. He said this, "You aren't free. You have deluded yourself into becoming a super peasant that has removed itself from the system to live in 12th century poverty where you must struggle 24/7 for the rest of your life, hoping with every single breath you take that you don't get injured in some fashion and your entire self-sufficient system utterly collapses, leaving you to bleed out in the middle of nowhere while bankers sit there at their private island resorts being catered to with every luxury you think you only have a... This guy cannot type. You think you have only better aid 1,000-fold as well as luxuries you've never imagined because they weaseled through banking regulations creating fake stocks or other things and then sold them for astronomical profit. You have less freedom than the average serf. You're a dog that's broken free from its leash and run away to live under a bridge eating mushrooms and discarded McDonald's cheeseburgers in the trash bin of the fringes of society. And then he goes, I shall follow up with more information on this demon. Let's get... what is happening in this fucking thread?
The joy of, hearing the first part of an export sentence is you have no idea what the second half's going to be.
It could be anything.
This roller coaster can go up, down, or into the fucking water, and you just got to strap in.
It's fucking awesome. So this guy... trapped a demon in, I don't know what vessel he used to contain the demon, but he pranked it with a self-aware meme.
He caught it with a meme. Yeah.
Is this a portrait? He has an image attached. No context for this image. Is it the demon? Is it the self-aware meme? What is this thing? Do you like that?
No. I didn't expect
it's like a looks like ants from the 90s movie.
It does look like an ant, but he's got a bunch of eyeball tattoos.
I don't know what the hell is going on. Is that him?
Is that the demon?
I don't know. I don't know.
Me trying to approach this in a semi logical thought pattern, I'm thinking in a god's kind of sense, if you give it your energy, you give it strength kind of thing, believing in gods emboldens them. So if he uses a meme, which is cultural cachet, cultural energy to capture it, there's a little thin line of something that I can follow to that, but this picture cracked it all out. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
This picture is something fucking else, man. So, the man does follow up and posts a profile from the demon. He said, I shall follow up with more information on this demon. So let me just read you this demon profile.
Sure.
Demon name, Skitey. I'm calling it Skitey because that's a cooler name, I guess. Powers, parasitic mind control, self-perpetuated immortality, and morality. Jewish number, 602. English number, 1122. Prey, the unwilled, the meek, the self-hating, the hopeless, the hungry, the full. Method of spreading. Infests itself into the minds of its victims, creates a sense of morality, quote, good and evil. Uses this to push Skitey's agenda without self-realization of actions. Method of protection. Inhibits fellow demon Piranha as a backup when its lifespan is threatened. Piranha is also a parasitic demon. Removes freedom from those who show others the demonic nature of Skitey. Fears the self-reliant, its own end. This demon in particular has been troubling your universe for at least 2,000 years. Oh, what do you mean?
My universe?
Your universe.
Are you saying you're not? You came to our universe to catch this demon?
Who are you, dude?
It thickens the plot. Oh my god.
Then he goes, it will do anything to survive anything. This demon is the embodiment of all evil. It will try its hardest to tempt you. Do not let it tempt you. Be self-reliant. First reply, nice enemy stand, nerd.
This is where all the good Reddit scary stories went. They all moved over to X boards to get more cracked.
They're just so cracked. You go so further down. You go further down, people are like just replying to this. They're like, oh, okay, what's this like Aramaic number? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, people are like, they're either playing along or this guy's on to something. And some guy goes, interesting, I've never heard this before. Some guy replies in Yiddish.
Okay.
At least I think that's Yiddish. It looks like the fucking, looks like the text on the Skyrim dragon stones.
Okay.
It just absolutely cracked insane replies. And he goes, this profile sucks. Post his penis size.
That's what I'm here for. You, like, you're not beating these people in a game of wits. You might as well just poke and jab them.
It's so funny, you
might,
dude,
as well.
Oh, this one was really good. I read this one. This one was what made me be like, okay, we should do it. Mm-hmm. We should do it on like the X boards. Oh, man. So next up on threads, we have... this one's going to get a little topical, so...
Okay.
Does the COVID vaccine interfere with your chi? I have noticed that random people I see in, out, and about have very weak auras these days, as if something has blocked their chakras.
Has anyone noticed that living in a fucking worldwide economic depression and pandemic has really ruined people's vibes? Curious.
So then someone replies and says, taking an experimental vaccine due to fear propaganda is a vow of allegiance to the material realm and its fleeting pleasures. This has some karmic repercussions, which is indicated by a weakened aura. This whole show is a test to see who trusts their own divine nature to guide them through the oncoming chaos. What?
Okay.
And then somebody replies to that guy and says, that's bullshit. The only fear propaganda I see is from those that are against the vaccine. Talking about mind control and other borderline sci-fi crap, say that were hypothetically possible. And the whole thing was so neatly covered up as secrets that involve a shitload of people famously are. What reason would I have to believe my brain being compromised would affect me spiritually? What does that say about dementia and Alzheimer's patients? That's pretty fucked up though, huh? Also, I've risked my mental stability, both wittingly and unwittingly, several times, be it by mental illness, drugs, or occult studies. Taking that risk to ensure I don't accidentally kill someone I love, in comparison, seems like a better hill to die on. So yeah, even if I did buy all the fear-mongering and paranoia, I'd still think it's a fucking stupid and irresponsible of me to not get vaccinated.
Good message at the end, but was this person flexing that they, like, take sanity saves all the time?
I guess.
Like, I totally deal in a cult just to, like, flex my sanity muscles or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's absolutely nutso. They just start, like, yelling at each other about, like, the fucking, vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Once you get on that sort of topic, I can only imagine.
Yeah. It's hilarious. This one was pretty funny. And then, yeah, the whole thing just evolves into fucking...
Sure.
Like, just anti-vaxxers versus vaccinated people, and they're just screaming at each other. Like, nobody's talking about the chi aspect, if the COVID vaccine blocks your chi.
They totally lost that part about, like, me not being able to
lost
use
it.
The fucking Kamui anymore.
Just lost it.
Ugh.
A bunch of people attacked OP because the image he posted of this chi chart apparently sucks shit. And they're like, that's a fucking shit-ass chi chart you have there, OP.
I'm glad they're really hitting it from every angle, though.
Oh, it's hilarious. I love being here. I fucking love this place.
How often do you take part?
I don't reply to threads.
Okay.
I plugged our podcast on a thread. Somebody was looking for a podcast, and I was like, Mad Tower Radio, Spotify, YouTube.
You want these crackos out in our emails? These dudes?
I absolutely want these crackheads in my DMs. I'm going to get them on the show.
To be honest, I do want to receive an email one day that's like, you know, you're really edging on inviting the 11th gate of hell by channeling through these topics. And I'm going to have to ask you to stop.
Yeah.
I welcome
it's that. Great. This is just like, I don't know, man. This is something else. I think I'll save my analysis for the end. Okay. Just move on to the next thread. So then there's people on here that just like post like, hey, I want to do this really dumb thing. And everyone's like, don't. Like, so this guy goes, he posts the fucking classic image from the Russian sleep experiment.
Sure. Love it.
Yeah. And he says this. I want to experience sleeplessness hallucinations. How long would it take me? Is it worth it? What do I risk? And what else should I know before doing so? Some guy goes, it would take 72 hours of no sleep for you before you start tripping. If you get past 100 hours, then that's when the brain damage kicks in and you may even die. And he goes, it's medically possible to die just from sleep deprivation, but the body will shut down and sleep forcefully first. And then it's, except people have died from it though. And then somebody posts a pic of like the Halloween decoration that the fucking Russian sleep experiment was based off of, and people just start arguing about that.
It's so easy just to like send it spiraling.
Yes, it's crazy. Some guy goes, you don't need 72 hours to hallucinate. You can do it in 30 to 48. Some guy goes, me and a friend didn't sleep for like 2 or 3 days. I just saw some shadow people and some walls breathing. I've seen shadow people before.
Like lack of sleep shadow people?
Yeah. It's a sleep hallucination.
Okay. I was like, whoa.
Have you ever had any sleep dep hallucinations?
No, they usually choose to get me when I'm asleep, not because I'm not sleeping.
Ah, yeah, okay. But, you know, back in college, I used to pull all-nighters all the time, finish an essay the night before it was due, and stay up, walk to class, turn it in, and come home, and I would just be like, okay, well, I'm going to chill. And then, like, I'd do all that, be tired as fuck, and be like, all right, I'm just going to relax. And then, like, out of the corner of my eye, I'd see a shadow person.
Oh, my.
These aren't, like, paralyzing, like, fear striking hallucinations. Like, you just see a shadow out of the corner of your eye, and like when you go to glance at it, there's like nothing there. Like, it's freaky, but it's like, okay, just go to bed.
It's a pretty like understandable and like correctable.
It's very, very tame. Like, I know what it is. It's a sleep deprivation hallucination. Just go to bed. You know.
But this person is saying they want, I've like, never cool stuff.
Yeah, this guy wants to go crazy, I guess. Like, it's not that fun. And lad, yeah, you can get, like, you can start seeing shadow people at, like, 30 hours, I'd say.
I feel like if you want to see shadow people, there's, like, got to be an easier way. You could just, like, smoke something. Fuck. And stay up.
That's what somebody says. It says, why do you want to stay up for 48 hours and fucking, like, risk psychosis and brain damage when you can just go eat mushrooms.
Exactly. This dude's a pragmatist.
Yeah, it was fucking hilarious. Oh, it's just so funny. Like, everyone's just like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, why would you want to stay up to experience sleep deprivation hallucinations? You're a fucking dumbass. And he's just like, I just want to try it. I just want to try it.
How you find that at least an interactive and interesting post? Like, they're like in with the X community. Like, it's an interactive post at least. Like, hey, I'm reaching out, trying to find what we all know about the sleep demons.
There's a lot of vets that are reaching out on this post and just being like, join the army. You'll see sleep hallucinations all the time. Yeah, it's a weird thread, but like, just get like the craziest fucking dudes out here that are just like, hey, what if we tried this? Just looking at the front page now, like, there's some good stuff, you know. Here's one posted with no context, posted with nothing at all. He just posts a picture of a Big Mac and says, "Burger meat is people."
Not particularly original, but okay.
Everyone's just like, "OP, shut the fuck up. You're so stupid."
Just like the classic little Burger King is people, sure.
Yeah, it's like just like that's a gas station. That's a gas station take. You know, but like these stupid little threads keep going for so long.
I didn't even find that one to be like gas station energy. That was just some dude filling the noise.
You can really just shout into the fucking void. It's crazy what they just let you fucking post on here. Some guy goes, "What do aliens look like?" And the image goes binted. Alien emoji. Oh, it's just all sorts of wild shit.
It's my kind of people.
I just love being on here. The people here are fucking great. Here's one. My friend told me he's a vampire. His family is rich and he was born into their vampire bloodline. Is he legit? He goes, "Picture it didn't happen. Also, pretend you believe him and ask him questions to post the answers here."
Exactly. You gotta interview this dude.
He goes, "Vampires don't tell people they're vampires. They also don't make friends with humans." He goes, "What should I ask? Ask him if he's really a vampire." Someone else goes, "Ask him if you can become one too, you fucking idiot. Then report back and tell him I'm going to need the bite too. What are the benefits? Are they really immortal? Superpowers? A proper interview and investigation is in order." So this guy's sold. This guy's like, hey, let me get in on this.
Hey, you need to alert somebody for real.
There's like five people in a row that just said no in reply to him going, "Is he legit?" Someone goes, "He's probably fucking with you. Rich goths love this prank in particular."
It just makes me think of like, who's this person who may, you know, up to a certain point believe that they, you know, maybe have a vampire in their life?
Yeah.
And the community, the choice that they make for outreach is the X boards. Like, these are the people who are going to help you.
Exactly. Like, it's almost got like a, I don't know, you know, like, I guess I just don't know what draws you to come here. I mean, probably the whole anonymity of it.
Sure.
You know, you can just scream into the void. No one will ever know who you are. And then like, I guess, I don't know, like, you can say whatever you want. Maybe you'll get answers. Maybe you won't. It's just, I don't know. It's nuts. Some guy goes, "These threads are so fucking annoying, and it's always the same fucking person. Vampires are and were never real."
You're on the wrong board, guy. We don't need that.
Yeah, right? Maybe it is real. You don't know. It's just, it's awesome. Awesome this thread is. Not really much left on this thread.
I had seen the sleep paralysis one you were just talking about. There it is.
Sleep paralysis?
Or the sleep hallucinations one.
Oh, are you perusing the boards as well?
I'm just having a little peek, yeah.
Find it anything good? Anything you want to talk about?
No, not at all. X boards. It turns my brain into mashed potatoes, dude. I can't sit on here for more than like 2 minutes.
Okay, so here's an interesting one I just found.
I gotta close this shit.
So this guy posts this image, and what do you think that looks like to you? It looks like a frog in a jar or something like that, right?
Like a frog in like a plastic bin?
So this guy goes, "Proof of homunculi. I finally got proof." Somebody replies, "Does it do anything?"
let that frog go. Come on.
Oh, it's so funny. Apparently it's a drug.
This frog apparently I'm looking that at? Is not,
yeah. I don't know.
We took a bit and now thinks it's
just a homunculus. Like, I wanted to know about the homunculus, but this whole threat has evolved into, like, some weird drug. What is this? Let me look at this real quick. Jenkum. I'll look at that later. I want to move into the final thread.
Okay.
Which, you know, save the best for last. This one's great.
Oh, after some of these things we heard, I'm pretty excited.
This one is called Suck Gen. Succubus General number 188. And here is the intro. Spirit Love General, FAQ. What are succubi? Female spirits of sexual desire who often choose human mates. They can't be banished with holy objects. How to summon? The letter method is used to focus your intent into a message to one of the four succubus queens, requesting that they match you with one of their daughters. No blood or soul sacrifice necessary. See links. Do they steal your life force? Succubi use sexual energy, which is released naturally during sex. Under normal circumstances, they won't take your life energy. Their tulpas? No. However, those in romantic relationships with their tulpas are welcome. Incubi? Same method. Kitsune, Lamia, others, the letter writing method is versatile and can be used to petition any deity for a spirit lover. Disclaimer. Some have reported attracting the attention of these entities by simply reading about them. If you're a dabbler who just wants to see if it works, or if your faith forbids you from copulating with demons, don't summon. If you're unprepared for a potentially lifelong relationship, or at the very least, a lifelong open-door connection with sexual spirits in the occult, avoid this topic entirely. If you have a loving relationship with your human spouse or partner and desire a sex spirit to spice things up, or if you want a human partner in the future, take caution, as these entities can be jealous or decide an initially open relationship is no longer so.
Of course.
Request an parentheses, make sure to request an open relationship during the summoning ritual. These spirits can harm or kill you when sufficiently angered and not easily banished.
This dude's like...
Then they post some links.
The succubus pimp? Like linking me to hot succubi?
I don't know, dude.
There's a whole lot in there. You know, the...
That's just the intro. Like, we're not even in it yet.
What?
There's replies. This guy has links.
Oh, please tell me you clicked a link.
None of which I've visited.
Oh,
okay,
come on.
I visited one of them. And I visited https://fuckasuck.wordpress.com.
You did not click that. Come on.
I had to see what was going on. And it's just like advertised. It's a manual on how to fucking get a date with a succubus girl.
Can you please read that one more time for me, please?
Absolutely not. Once was enough. Are you going to visit the site?
I might.
I thought you just wanted to hear me say it.
No, I'll
post the link for you right now.
A manual, you say?
Hey, man, just make sure you request an open relationship.
Yeah, I liked that you have to, like, set your terms early.
People start moving into the, replies. Some guy goes, what's the connection of succubi to dragons? All right, man, just wear your fetishes on your sleeve, I guess. And, Here you go. Why do you Satanist coomers spend most of your time with lust and suck? If you guys can astral project, why the hell are you not searching for enlightenment? And then some guy goes, LOL, enlightenment, because light is a trap. And he censors the I in light with an asterisk, like it's a swear word.
Like he doesn't want, like, the Lord to see him type the word light.
I know. He goes... Because Leia is a trap. You're going to get fucked by the Harvester with the Wheel of Reincarnation if you keep stimping for the dick of light. You'd want darkness to free yourself, pussy boy.
Who's the Harvester?
I don't know. See what I mean? Everybody here knows more than you.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Everybody knows.
There's
more than you.
I'd like to report that website has a link to a Discord.
Oh, no.
I think you got to do an undercover op for next week.
Maybe I'll check it out. I don't know. Hey, Jess, can I join the Succubus Summoning Discord? All right, well, my wife said yes. We're in, boys.
We're in. It's the search for the Succubi Discord. Okay.
Let's see. Let me find some more good replies. It just turns into, like, the arguing about, like, that guy being, like, you Satanist coomers. Stop summoning demons.
That's the A-plus line of the thread. You can't just drop that and not expect everyone to go that way.
I know. It's hilarious. And then some guy goes with a long-winded reply, I'm not searching for lust. I understood that the lust is a temporal state. I'm only searching for knowledge. All Anons here can live all your lives without any lust. This is not English. This is not his first language. All live the first years of our lives without any lust at all. You can't stand horny all the time, but you can't live with knowledge. Knowledge is like a two-edged sword. Can you make yours horizons bigger and make you more free? But it's like a drug. You never get enough, and you want more and more, and this can make you sad because you're inevitably going to encounter the sad part of knowledge, but you can't stop. Yeah. And he goes, that is why I'm trying to summon a succubus or even a spirit if it costs me a lot. The experience and knowledge and the ability to learn from an entity like this is more than the risk. But I think that I have another spirit on me, or I'm soulless, because no matter what I'm doing, I can't feel a spirit except for one time. Like 6 months ago, I was sleeping and then heard some voice/person talk to me, so I awoke. But I only see like a shadow-like human form above me on the air. The shadow is the one that spoke to me in dreams, but at, like, cracked. This guy's fucking cracked.
He's going in. No, that was a whole, like, halfway divergent.
That was like, I don't know. I felt like I was reading his magnum opus.
I felt like he was putting it all on the line, for sure.
Oh, man. So some guy replies and he says, there's probably an infinite amount of time to find, like, to find enlightenment, so I don't know why you were so confirmed about it. And he goes, someone else replies and goes, yes, the all is infinite, so there is infinity of time, but you know humans die, right? So we lose knowledge that leads us to enlightenment by reincarnation. It's specific in our world to lose memory due to the A's? A-Y-Y-Y-S? Aliens?
The A's? I don't know.
Is that some kind of slang term? So the purpose of being in a hurry is legit. We don't have an infinite amount of time to find enlightenment. However, we would already be a mortal noob.
How did we get away from succubus coomers?
Exactly!
Where did we go wrong?
Some guy replies to that broken English. And he cited his thing about knowledge being a double-edged sword, and he goes, false, anthropocentric BS. You get sad or horny because you have these certain chemicals, that's all. Knowledge doesn't necessarily imply these emotions. It's just, this is just insane. Just gas station people, bro. Gas station people.
You really lifted the veil on some of your sources here today.
Oh, let me go down. There's more replies. This thread was popping off. Some guy was like, he's like, man, I really hope I summon a daughter of Lilith.
Oh, dude, me too.
Like, dude, you're fucking cracked.
My favorite planeswalker.
Yeah, right? I can't read some of this.
Was there...
It's just so...
Oh, did it get a little,
It gets a little lot of sexual.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Some dudes are just talking about, like, what kind of succubus they hope that they get. You know?
No, not the...
They're like, oh, I hope I summon her. I don't know. These guys sound like they're in. These guys sound like they are sold on the fucking... Like
succubus gang.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Found the good stuff. Wow, guys. I've had a succubus for around 8 years. For like the first 7 years or so, I was in conflict with it. Thought she was trying to torment me and was ruining my life with bad luck. It's been pretty bad. This last year, though, it's been telling me the sweetest things through synchronicities. It's been guiding me to songs like... blank, and then he posts a YouTube video. Oh my god, you're fucking... Your succubus is linking you Nightcore, bro? Go fuck yourself.
Me too.
Oh man. He continues. Or she's been making certain things stand out, like pick related. What is this picture?
Please don't click the pick.
Oh my god, some anime bullshit.
Oh man.
When I lie down these days, I feel an aura of love, warmth, and embrace. When I give in and let her cuddle me again, cuddle me, my heart starts feeling tense like when you're in love. I've had a few times where tears would well up from how good the love feels. At the same time, if I let her love me, she will sometimes simultaneously give me nightmares. It's such a strange paradox, but yeah, the intimacy is just like a million times better than the sexual pleasure. It's literally out of this world, their level of love. She's been projecting into my mind that this love is serious and deep, like you've never had taken anything seriously in your life, Anon, but I see right through you. I know you want this, and this is the one thing you're going to take seriously. And then he goes, yeah, ... intense.
That should be the review on the box. Put that on the website. This dude put a glowing review of his succubus.
Someone replies and goes, can a brother get a source? Someone else goes, LARPer.
If this person is so content, I'm happy for him. That sounded great.
Oh, it's awesome. She's linking you Nightcore, bro?
Giving you nightmares?
Oh, it's so funny. It's...
Oh.
I'm ready to put yeah. X to bed.
I kind of like...
What did you think?
Pull myself back together. Oh my god.
That's the X boards, baby.
It's
shout out to anyone listening to this podcast that found us through the X boards. Sometimes I be lurking on there, just seeing what's up.
Dug you a whole X boards, but I do love you to death. It's amazing to dig around.
It's great. It is great, and that's why X takes is a segment, because sometimes I'll like be like so deep in a topic, and I'll just be like, I wonder what X thinks about this. And they just come at me with some crazy shit. You've all heard it before. I love the X take segments. It's my fave.
Dip your hand into the hive mind every once in a while. See what X has for you.
Oh, that's awesome. I just love hanging out on here.
Thank you for that one.
Mm-hmm.
That was...
My friend, you have...
Oh, my God. Sure. So... Ooh, a deep breath. Ooh, okay. So when we were planning the episode,
mm-hmm.
we had said, do you want to lead, you know, with the funny and sort of let the more science-based questioning come through in the back half? Mm-hmm. And I was like, sure, go ahead, my guy. But now, after talking about, like, the Succubus dating service and everything we covered. I feel a little silly going into this one.
What's wrong with the Succubus dating service?
Nothing. It pales, or I feel like mine's going to pale in comparison. So, to begin, I read a tremendous sci-fi book over the past couple weeks. It's called The Three Body Problem. And it is about the search for extraterrestrial life.
I see.
It bases itself on this interaction between the Science Institute and an alien race, and it's marvelous. And it got me thinking, you know, about this.
What's it a metaphor for? What's the metaphor? What's it actually about?
It's straight up like the aliens are coming, my dude.
Ah, okay. That's interesting.
It's set in the Cultural Revolution in Communist China in the 60s. It starts.
Okay.
And runs this super in-depth, very hard sci-fi, like they're talking about radio waves and frequencies and astrophysics and shit that I just cannot keep in my head.
Yeah.
And it really left me itching for more something along this topic. So I spent the week sort of digging in and around the SETI programs that have happened since about the 50s. So do you know the acronym SETI, S-E-T-I?
No, search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
That's absolutely it. You got it.
Sweet.
So
let's go.
The one that really stuck with me was the two experiments done in the United States called Project Ozma and Project Ozma 2.
Now, are these like declassified experiments, or was this like a contribution to SETI, like, yeah, let's find extraterrestrials?
They were open-faced, we're sticking telescopes into the sky, and we're looking for something. Like, they had like PR back in the day. They're like, don't freak out, but we're looking for aliens.
Yeah.
And the first one, it ran a pretty short period. I think it was only like 4 months, and they were looking in these very specific Earth-like conditions on like solar system equivalent star systems as ours.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened, whether the funding stopped or people just sort of lost interest, but they ended it after 4 months.
Hmm.
And the interesting thing about it is after the second round of experiments, this is Ozma Part 2, which was a 4-year listening period, there was a popularized theory called the Ozma problem related to these two different searches that were taking place.
Okay.
It was a theory that the reason these interstellar, you know, listening projects aren't working or they're not going to yield any results is because of the inability for us to communicate with an alien race or an alien civilization. And to be able to distinguish the difference between left and right to them.
This is like, you're saying like a like a little more than a language barrier, like the same, like, is that what you're saying? Or is it specifically like we can't explain left and right, like, in three-dimensional space?
The orientation of like left and right, like that base thing that if we and this civilization that we do end up contacting don't have any kind of common sight, like if we're so far apart that we don't look at the same stars, there's no way for us to distinguish orientation to them, so that there's no way that we can effectively communicate with them. We can't, you know, like even begin to have a conversation if we can't figure that out.
I mean, that's true. I mean, we could still have a conversation, just we couldn't have, like, I guess I'm still a little lost. Like, is this talking about, like, yeah, we could contact each other, but we wouldn't have any way to like tell each other where the other is at.
I think,
is that what you're saying?
That is a part of it. It's something to do with the orientation even of language, or if you were to send like a picture or anything like that, we couldn't give them the concepts of left or right. Like the differences between those things cannot be expressed only through incompatible languages. And that would be so vital to the conversation that it just yields completely ineffective communication.
So we'd pretty much just be able to wave at each other.
We would be able to ostensibly recognize that there's something out there, but we don't really have the ability to have any meaningful conversation.
I mean, that'd still be fucking... I don't know. I think it's contextual, mm-hmm. you know? Because when you get... like, if you see them, we would just start studying absolutely everything that we fucking could and, like, focus all efforts towards trying to have some sort of dialogue with them, you know?
No, that brings me to another important part of the SETI program is, and they talk about this a lot in the three-body problem, is the idea that the effect that our world would have at the first confirmed extraterrestrial encounter.
Yeah, that's going to be a nutso day.
There are people that think that it's not really like anything monumental. It's not going to be anything crazy. It's just metaphorically a flip. A switch is going to flick, you know?
Yeah.
And everyone's minds are just going to say, yes, there's other things out there. And we're going to go right back on with it.
Do you think it's just going to be another headline?
I personally do not. I'm going to get cracked out. But
oh, yeah. No, I'm going fucking nuts when like we meet the aliens.
There's a prevailing theory that it won't really be this calamitous or miraculous thing. Like the world government's not going to form. You know, we're not going to all be united in love and cooperation by this.
Yeah, there's going to be people out there that don't give a shit.
That's so interesting to me. How, dude?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Some people just don't care.
And
they just want to live their life and not be concerned with anything.
The reason I really wanted to broach this topic wasn't to like read out a bunch of like astrophysics tests and a lot of science experiments, but it was really to pick your brain on your thoughts on reaching out to intergalactic life.
I think that we should.
From what we were getting, yeah, you seemed pretty pro.
No, like the probability of us being alone in the universe is zero. Like, if you think about it, you know, maybe like the Covenant isn't out there, but like there's something on other planets. Maybe not near us. Maybe not anywhere fucking near us. Maybe not even in the galaxy, but like the odds are so, like, the universe is so fucking massive that the odds are so astronomically low that we're alone.
Would you be disappointed if we had just found like microbes in some dirt somewhere, if it's not really an intelligent other life?
I mean, like, it's still cool. Like, it would still be cool to know that there's like microbes living on like the surface of Mars.
Yeah,
like that would, like, I'd still be like, that's sweet, because that opens up the door for something else to be somewhere else, you know?
Mm-hmm. It sort of, like the theory says, like flips a switch, opens the gate, things can begin to happen.
Yes, because like, okay, where did those microbes come from, you know?
What is the sort of process in which life forms? Yeah, that's such an interesting
question. It's really cool. So what do you think? Do you think there's any extraterrestrials in our solar system?
In the solar system is a bit of a tough pitch.
I don't mean like, you know, Bogo's Binted aliens running around fucking building pyramids and shit, but do you think there's anything? Like, personally, like, I want to see what's under the crust on Europa. You know, a lot of people theorize that there could be like aquatic life underneath like the ice surface of Europa.
I think, yeah, the most fruitful spots are, yeah, the water on Europa.
You know?
Or
didn't we watch a really shitty movie about that in college?
I feel like it was... Yeah, I do remember that now. Some shitty, like, semi-lost footage documentary style thing.
So yeah, and they're all getting, like, attacked by some squid monster.
And then it was like a xenomorph. Yeah, it sucked.
Now, yeah, I think it was called Europa, too.
Before we move on to the next half, I wanted to tell you that they have found an answer to the Ozma problem. It is a solved problem.
Okay.
Physicist Dr. Chen Shengwu, who is this tremendously smart female physicist who worked on things like the Manhattan Project and tackled the Ozma problem.
Oh, yeah, the Manhattan Project. Okay.
You know, using those smarts for, you know, practical years. She discovered that a specific decaying piece of the cobalt molecule or something. Like, I'm not smart enough to tell you this for real, but there's a piece of, like, cobalt that decays in a way that you can observe a tangible difference between left and right.
What?
So, like, if we were to communicate with a different species, we could have them, if possible, get to perform this molecular study on this piece of cobalt, and then we would be able to have a frame of reference that we could share.
Ooh.
Like, she unlocked the key to it all.
Hang on a second. Hey, Jess, what do you know about cobalt? Not much. What do you know about cobalt when it decays? Man, you suck. What did you get a degree for? Sorry, everybody. I thought my wife might know something about cobalt.
The secrets of the cobalt.
She knows a shitload else about... She knows about every single element except, like, the one that piques my curiosity and I ask her about it.
Except the one that's going to help us find some aliens?
She could probably give me, like, a 20-page paper about silicone. But, like, who fucking cares about silicone? Jess, how much do you know about silicone? A lot.
Keep it simple. So,
love you, hon.
It's with the use of this cobalt experiment that some people think we could establish like a shared communication style, and through communicating like that in the three body problem, there is a conspiracy where they bring the alien race to Earth. They guide them to our planet.
What?
It's all about human race traders who side with the aliens and give them directions to Earth.
Well, why is that a bad thing?
I mean, I don't feel particularly comfortable given, like, our home address out there.
Yeah, I guess you're right when you put it that way.
Like, if we
maybe
are
we can talk first, you know,
broadcasting information out to try and establish communication, it makes sense to me to stay a little anonymous, like on the X boards of the universe for just a little bit.
Didn't we already do that with the Voyager, though?
Did the Voyager have anything that could, like, implicate us? Yeah.
Let me look.
I thought it was just like humans are cool.
It's in the Voyager. The Golden Record.
Yeah, it's got the music. Yeah.
Both carried small metal plaques identifying their time and place of origin for the benefit of any other spacefarers that might find them in the distant future.
Come on.
So, I mean, we already sent our address out there. Like, we took, like, a fucking Polaroid and circled it and said Earth.
I didn't know we were giving them our home address. That's fucked.
The Voyager message is carried through by a phonograph record, a 12-inch gold-plated copper disc containing sounds and images selected to portray the diversity of the culture of man.
That gives me an uncomfortable feeling, actually.
So, yeah, you know, if somebody does find that literal, like, needle in a haystack,
they can come right to us, yeah.
I wonder if it's, like, if it crashes, if it's just, like, set to start playing on crash.
I don't think it's going to be playing anything if it crashes.
It starts playing, like, the Monkees.
I thought we put, like, John Legend or something on there.
I don't fucking know. Let me see. What's on the record? Bach? Bach's the only guy I recognize on here. Johnny B. Goode by Chuck Berry. Mozart? Louis Armstrong? Ooh, okay. Yeah, not a lot. Not a lot. Some Beethoven.
I mean,
damn, they should have put Slipknot on there.
Rest in peace, Slipknot drummer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a, like, everyone always gets so excited about the contact part that I think it's kind of a hard sell. Like, the funding has dried up since the 60s and 70s for SETI. People don't really want to pay for these big, expensive telescopes to sit up in the sky and do nothing for hundreds of years. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, I guess, but I don't know.
People like Stephen Hawking thinks it was a waste of time and effort.
Stephen Hawking
was quoted being like, why would we spend time just like putting our ears out to the universe? That's not gonna do shit. They lends credence to like the Fermi paradox. Have you heard this one?
I've heard of it. I have no fucking idea what it is.
It pretty much says if there is a at least comparably intelligent civilization out there, how come we haven't found them yet? How come they haven't contacted us? Like, why is it always up to humanity to reach out? If there's something that can, where are they? We would have expected to have that by now.
I don't necessarily agree, just based off the sheer size of the universe. Based off the sheer size of the universe, and when you start working with things like light year, that's not a measure of distance, it's a measure of time. Like, it calculates like how far it takes light to travel. How, like, who knows if they're like, if they see us and they're sending the signals, but they just haven't gotten here. You know? How would you know?
That's, you know, an important part of it. If maybe something picks up a signal that we threw out in the 60s, it could be 300 years before the reply comes back.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the exact plot point in the book. You know, they make contact and they're like, well, they'll be here in 400 years. Fuck.
Yeah, that does kind of suck.
I mean,
you know,
would you find that to be particularly dissatisfying? If yes, the contact is made. Yes,
would be the biggest jip of my fucking life.
But they say we're going to get here in 500 years.
I would say we need to pool every last bit of money and resource that the entire world has into like just developing the mass relays and wormholes.
Get us
and
over there.
Expedited space travel.
Not like quick, massive ecological system so that the planet will survive for the aliens to come.
No, because if we can get the wormholes up and going, we can just fucking take another planet.
That's true. No, you. Yeah, sure.
We don't need Earth no more.
I just feel so personally disconnected from any kind of extraterrestrial operation. Like, I don't feel like our generation is the one that's going to get it. I don't feel like ours is going to be the spacefaring one, the Mars colonizing one. That just doesn't, you know.
It's that stupid fucking RuneScape meme. Born too late to explore the world.
Are you someone who would be interested in leaving the planet if, say, a Martian colony was starting or a lunar colony was starting?
Yeah. I mean, that being said, I would try and convince my wife that it'd be a cool idea, and she'd go, fuck no.
She's a lifer, but, an earther.
Yeah, she's an earther.
I am too. Personally, I think I'm boots on the ground. I'll die on this planet if given the option.
I don't think I would be first wave, honestly. As much as I love space, like, I don't think I could go with the first wave.
That's,
you know?
That's completely understandable, yes.
I think I would definitely, like, I'm good not being in the history books as the first batch of dudes living on fucking Mars and Dogetopia. I think I can wait until, you know, it's a little more commercialized and a little more safe. And I mean, that's a big decision, man. Even if it's not a one-way trip, like, you're asleep for, like, what, a year almost? I think it takes like a year to get to Mars.
Oh, does it?
Let me see.
I had not looked into the specifics.
7 months.
Oof.
It's 7 months to get to Mars.
There's something also so, I don't know if prideful's the right word. There's something so, like, wrong to me thinking that the best way for us to reach out is through radio waves, like, to think that societies develop in a analogous manner where they're going to pick up our signals.
Yeah, they could be, like, communicating through some fucking way that we've never fucking seen before. Maybe they have devices that interpret fucking the visible light spectrum frequencies, mm-hmm, in the same way that we interpret radio frequencies.
Or they're, like, creatures that don't interact with sound at all. Or they're creatures that don't interact. They don't have senses. Like,
now, yeah, yeah. They could be, like, sentient clouds.
Yeah.
You know?
It's tricky because, honest to God, I'm not educated enough to think of anything better to do besides send out our radio broadcasts into space.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than nothing because, you know, you say that, it reminded me of this theory that somebody told me that maybe that, like, life is best suited to evolve and grow on planets like Earth. So all the other Earth-likes across the galaxy could have evolved species at least somewhat similar to humans in the species on Earth.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That being said, if they are still in an Earth-like situation, what if it was the like, four-legged something or other that became the dominant species and achieved some kind of intelligence? Or what if it's, like, an aquatic thing that doesn't use electricity for obvious reasons?
Yeah, I mean, that theory is equally as hopeful or unhopeful as all the others, like, but I guess the bottom line with all these is, like, it doesn't matter how you feel about it because we still haven't contacted aliens.
We haven't even gotten close. I was digging so much into these hopeful encounters, all of these times that dudes in the listening stations get a little excited.
Yeah.
It's all a plane flew by or, like, a jet stream or some, like, weird radio signal from the sun. Like, it's never anything any good.
Yeah.
The book was really evocative in going into the life of someone who works at an observation station that they just absently look out into the night every single day and just hear nothing for their entire life.
That's got to be depressing.
That's exactly what they, like, said. Like, all these astronomers just feel hopeless and miserable and, like, they're wasting their lives just listening to the astral void for their life.
Oh, my God. Man, you should have told me you were going to get deep like this. I would have went second, man. I want to talk about the Succubus Book Club again.
No,
this is sad.
I thought it was such an interesting topic, and I thought about it so much after reading the book that I just kind of wanted to riff on it a little bit more.
Yeah. Did you find any hopefuls in your research? Are there anybody out there who's just like, no, this is worth doing?
I've found a bit of resurgence in SETI recently. There's like lots of technocrats and rich people who are bankrolling these projects nowadays.
Okay. And
NASA's been shittily funded for the longest time now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was this one, I don't know the name of the guy, but he was this real devotee to finding aliens. And he had this idea of like making this computer program that would sort of like crypto mining, like it would dedicate every single computer in the world a little bit of their time to listening.
What?
And people were like, you're just going to put a virus in all of the world's computer systems? Shut up.
I mean, to be fair, you know, like he could have the most honest intentions in the world, but like I wouldn't want him putting shit on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I wouldn't like accept probably that in all of the world's systems by any means.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like, I don't know. I remember one time for class, I was in like a U.S. history class or like a fucking U.S. government class. I don't remember. But they were like, oh, you guys have to make a budget. You guys are the president for this project and you have to determine the country's budget. And I was like, okay, I'll put 50% of it into scientific development and 50% into education. And I remember my teacher being like, why? And I was like,
what the hell?
I was like, so we could find the aliens.
That's
build a big old sensor array.
And let's get listening. What I can tell in like the 2010s and onward manifestation is there's kind of a divide in the scientific community where it's become like almost skeptics and fanatics being lumped in with actual, you know, scientific research. Like the people will inflict someone who is very genuine and very like scientifically interested in the process and be like, oh, you're just one of those like I gotta find aliens freaks.
Yeah.
And it's used to discredit the whole process.
So what do you think is going to be the next like scientific revolution?
You mean like a game changing discovery?
Uh-huh.
If I'm thinking like practically, probably AI. Something where that sort of key gets unlocked in a more practical way.
Okay.
You have something else on the mind?
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I think
I'm not even smart enough to like give you a guess on what I think that the next one would be. But I remember somebody telling me that nuclear fusion would probably be the next like massive scientific revolution.
I'm all in on nuclear. Let's get it.
You know, I don't even know what nuclear fusion is. Isn't that what allows you to like, you know, we're able to break atoms apart, but we're not able to put atoms together?
You're asking the wrong cat.
I don't know
what it means.
My wife on as a guest star,
but I love it. Okay, there's something really.
Hey Jess, what's nuclear fission? She said breaking atoms apart. So nuclear fusion would be putting atoms together. What would happen if you put atoms together? So if we were able to perform nuclear fission and harness it, we would have like massive amounts of energy. Well, there you have it, folks.
Yeah, it's the key to damn near unlimited energy sources.
Mm-hmm.
Like a combination of like vision and AI, like this very evocative picture came into my head of us like sending out a satellite all around the planet that's AI powered that just forever listens. It'll go and go and go until damn near find something.
Yeah, I mean, damn, that's kind of depressing. I did not know that this was coming up, that there's like a divide where scientists are like, yeah, the search for extraterrestrial life is a fucking wash.
It's such a tough sell, I think.
I think it is now, yeah. I can see why it'd be a tough sell nowadays. And it sucks because if you're that guy who thinks there is still some merit and use in doing so, like, you look like a nut, you know?
Or, like, how closely you can tie that line to, like, a UFO spotter.
Yeah.
It's...
Not to discredit my UFO spotters out there. You guys are great.
Absolutely not. I'm definitely on the side of, let's keep looking, let's be hopeful, let's get this done.
Uh-huh.
But how do you convince the people with the big bucks to make it happen?
I can't say.
I think I picked up what you were putting down.
Yeah. Just remember, everybody on this planet has an address. Just saying. And a phone number. Yeah, just saying.
And a blood type.
Just had to hit the big stretch.
Fine, I'm more than happy to end it off right there. Like, it's kind of just like the search for intelligent life. You can hammer at it, you can pick at it all day and find out what it means and what we need to do, but it really is an open-ended question. And those people who have that energy to keep trying, mm-hmm. to keep talking about it, you know, the world's in their
for
hands.
For sure. Keep fighting the good fight. Keep looking for extraterrestrials. We're not alone. I'll say it right now. It's just the communicating is the challenge.
It's just seeing where they're at, seeing what they're doing.
But, you know, we can do it. And by that, I mean you can do it because I have no useful skills that contribute to society.
You know, I could build a at-home ham radio, stick a dish on the top of my house and just start sending out alien, like, friend requests.
I mean, I'm going to do that anyway. You know? But, don't get too bummed out. And if you do get too bummed out, you can go to the X boards to summon a succubus companion for you.
Yes, to hold you tight while you're in the observation room.
Well, everybody, this has been Mad Tower Radio, ending transmission.
A frequency beyond space and time.
Unspeakable knowledge. It is Mad Tower Radio.